The family kept everything. And there's a story. There's a story behind almost everything in this house.
Located at 221 North 3rd Street in Van Buren, the historic Drennan Scott House sits on a hillside above the Arkansas River. Van Buren founder John Drennan began construction on the home in 1836 after purchasing all the land that today is downtown Van Buren, Arkansas. The house was passed down through the Drennan Scott family until it was purchased by the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith in 2005. After an extensive restoration, the Drennan Scott Historic Site is now open as both a museum and a classroom and laboratory for UA Fort Smith historical interpretation students. Tom Wing is an assistant professor of history at the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith and the director of the Drennan Scott Historic Site.
Maybe the house is an artifact. Normally, you know, when you have a historic house, it gets restored and finished and put back together, then you put the furniture and exhibits in there, and the house kind of takes a back seat. But we want the house to not really compete with the other items in the house, but to hold its own.
After John Drennan died in 1855, the house was passed on to his eldest daughter, Caroline Loretta Drennan, who married Charles Gordon Scott, a business partner of John Drennan. That's where the Drennan Scott House gets its name. When it was first constructed, the Drennan Scott home was a one-room house. By 1841, the house had grown to five rooms. It would eventually grow to around 5,700 square feet. Hanging in the original room of the house is a painting of John Drennan by American artist George Catlin. Early on, the original room was used as a bedroom, but later became a sitting area. Today, it's a bedroom again.
The family had converted this bedroom to a sitting room, probably dating back to the 1930s, and we took it back to a bedroom. We wanted to represent one of the oldest beds in the collections. This bed is dated between the 1840s and the 1860s, which would have been during John Drennan's life. It's a walnut, Renaissance Revival-style bed.
The house is full of antiques, and the unique thing is, all the furniture and artifacts belonged to the Drennan Scott family. Tom Wing says restored houses very rarely have their original furnishings. In the original room is a bar where John Drennan would have entertained notables such as Sam Houston, Archibald Yell, and close family friend Albert Pike. In the entry hall is a grandfather clock crafted in Bristol, England by Joshua Hewlett. Wing explains that the clock is at least 347 years old and was passed down through the Scott family from the time it was new.
This is a piece of parchment that's inside the door of the clock. Written on it are all of the names of the Scott family members who have owned this clock over time. From the time it was bought new, passed on generation by generation, brought to the colony of Maryland before the American Revolution, and then passed down until it came to one of the Scott family members, to Francis McAllister Scott, here at the Drennan Scott House in 1885.
Adjacent to the original room is the bedroom of Caroline Mary Scott. Aunt Caroline, as she was known by her family, was born in 1895 and died in 1976. She never married, and except when she went to an elite girls' school in Philadelphia, lived her entire life in the Drennan Scott House. Tom Wing says Caroline had the drive and understanding to keep her family's heritage intact and is largely responsible for keeping the Drennan Scott family's collection of heirlooms together. After the Great Depression, Aunt Caroline saw most of her family's fortune evaporate.
She had to find a way to hold on to the family property and to maintain the family heritage. She could have probably sold some of this off and lived a different life, but she spent her time up here at the house. She took care of her parents until they passed on, and then she passed it on to the next generation after her.
In Aunt Caroline's room is a small silver cup known as the Caroline Cup.
There are three Carolines. Caroline Mary, who we've been talking about, is the second of the three Carolines that carry that family name. The first Caroline was John Drennan's daughter, and she owned the house for a while after John Drennan died. That cup was given to her when she was a baby, and her name and birthday is inscribed on there in 1830. Aunt Caroline got it in 1895 when she was a baby, and her name and birth date is inscribed on that. And then the third Caroline, who actually owns the cup today, is a living descendant of John Drennan. She loaned it to us. Her name was Caroline. Her maiden name was Caroline Bullock, and today she is Caroline Bircher. And that cup is actually in her possession. Her name and birth date are inscribed on there.
Across the main entry hall from Aunt Caroline's room is the dining room. Here you'll find a dining table that the Scott family purchased in the 1800s from Sandy Faulkner, the original Arkansas traveler. Also in the dining room is a silver mint julep cup.
It's one of 12 in the collection. These are all still owned by the family and on loan to us here at the house. But the story on that mint julep cup is the John Drennan had 12 of them made. It took 25 silver dollars melted down to make each cup. Those McJulep cups are discussed in Albert Pike's memoirs because Albert Pike was a close friend of the family, also did legal work for them and other things. But Pike mentions drinking mint juleps at John Drennan's house.
Next to the dining room is the parlor. Sitting on the mantle of the parlor fireplace is a picture of Francis McAllister Scott. At the 1893 World's Fair in Chicago, Francis McAllister Scott served as hostess at the Arkansas Exhibit Building.
Every critic said, you need to go to the Arkansas Exhibit Building because the hospitality is second to none. And it was due to Francis McAllister Scott from Van Buren, Arkansas, who lived here in this house.
When the World's Fair was over, she brought back a unique piece of art from the Arkansas Exhibit Building. That piece of art can still be found in the parlor.
In the parlor, we have a very important artwork that's around the ceiling in here. It's a frieze. It's an original artwork on canvas. It was painted by Mary Tribbett of Cincinnati, Ohio. Her name's over the fireplace in the center there. She was on contract with the state of Arkansas. That piece of artwork, which has apple blossoms, and it's supposed to have mockingbirds, but if you look closely, those look more like swallows than mockingbirds. But it's supposed to have the state flower and the state bird on it.
The Drennan Scott Historic Site is open for tours Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. and on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Admission is free. For more information, 479-262-6020. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Luke Gramlich.